אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי, אחי ורעי, אדבר נא שלום בך, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבא שתו
Rav, I recommend to talk about a single topic. Each one in the ten tells how much he is envious of this friend or that friend or that friend, but he speaks in such a way that we will feel that it pains him. It pains him that that friend has such virtues that he does not have. And he truly feels this pain inside of him. If he has such a pain, then it is a sign that to that extent he can advance and acquire that quality. Is it clear? So, each one in the ten tells the ten how much he is envious of some friend and how much it pains him. Because to the degree that it pains him, he can acquire this quality that he's envious of in this friend, acquire it from that friend, and that way everyone can become richer and ascend. So please.
Okay.
Yeah, you can even say of whom, whose friend you're, who is the friend that you're envious of, who you have in your tent that you can be envious of. I don't know, but let's say that you have someone.
Okay, I'll say that I'm really full of envy. I don't know. Well, last time I checked, Uziel is not a Swiss name, but Yossi, like a Swiss clock. Swiss watch, everything we set up in the ten, I don't know, he's the schedule, he does everything with complete devotion to the ten, everything we decide on, he's there to do it for the friends. As far as I'm concerned, it says how much greatness of the Creator and greatness of the friend this friend possesses. There's no way that it can be in this, you know, so punctual in the Zoom and in the meetings and everything we set up for ourselves. It practically drives me crazy.
I recently, well, there are many friends that I'm envious of, but especially I'm envious of Emmanuel, that recently he's been making huge efforts because he simply decided. This is the thing that I like most, really. This thing about deciding. He decided that he is going to connect to us full force, and he just does it. Whatever he's able, capable of, he does it, and he keeps on adding. Let's say, I like that very much. I don't know how to add. I feel that I'm in a certain point, and that's it. It's enough for me. And he, I can see it on him, that he always wants more and more to connect, to become a part of the Ten, to be with us each and every moment. This is great.
I envy Shlomi, his concern for the friends, and how he does things, is open, is willing to go and do anything, so as long as so the friends will feel good.
I'll say someone not from our 10, Yair Oren. He is a very special person. He's a family man. He cares for his family. It's truly an example. Infinite devotion to whatever is happening here in our dissemination factory. Any role that he takes, he really takes it, and he carries it with both hands and both legs and both ears, and he even carries a few more friends behind him. And he's also a friend. To sit with him and talk with him like that, as one person to another, it is simply, he always gives me inspiration and example of what kind of attitude you need to develop towards the friends, what concern, simple concern, not things that are in the air. But
Rav, I need to feel that it pains me that this friend has certain qualities and I don't have them, and I feel the pain, because this pain is the creation of the kli, the deficiency, by which I will then grow. So we need to feel the pain, please.
If so, we have to focus on the scrutiny more and more until this pain will be formed in us. Because it comes and goes, it's not there regularly. I'm very much envious of Yossi, of his concern, of the friends, how he makes a phone call whenever necessary, not on the philosophical level of concern for the friends. Rather, he simply makes a phone call almost always, every time that a friend has some trouble, some problem. But you need to think about it more and more so that pain will actually be felt.
I don't know, I envy all of you. The ability to overcome, the ability to convey joy above everything.
I'm also envious of many things, but I'm envious of Itai for his ability to show us all the time an external act, game, of that he's attached to the goal.
Rav, when does envy, when called the evil eye, and when is it called the good eye? Good envy. When is envy called the evil eye? When is envy called the good eye? Why this kind of envy is good?
Envy that you take into, where you take into consideration the goal, and because of that you're envious, and it promotes everyone, and we all understand it, we understand where it's coming from. And compared to that, envy where you want to bring the friend down with your ego and be above him, that's the kind of envy which is the evil eye. We need a good envy that promotes us, that sees the greatness of the friend, and you want to attach to him.
Yeah, the evil eye kind of envy is when I want to bring the friend down, take him down. I don't consider his greatness. Just let me put him down. A good envy is when I raise him higher and I want to climb through him to a higher degree of the greatness of the Creator.
Yes, the bad envy is when I would have preferred that a friend wouldn't be there, so I wouldn't have to make an effort. I wouldn't have to think about how does this serve everyone specifically and how the entire 10 can actually enjoy that quality of the friend. A good envy is that all of these things, it's the opposite, that I see how it serves and how the Creator is working through him.
The question is, what kind of attitude is developed by this envy? Do I want this thing to disappear and for the friend to disappear together with it, or I want the whole tent to use it? These special qualities each one has, and this can actually advance us because each one raises or wants to raise the other.
Yes, I don't want this quality to disappear in the friend. To the contrary, I want it to be even greater so that I'll be able to acquire this quality.
Evil or bad envy is when I want to cancel those qualities in the friend in order to take away that feeling that I'm burning within.
And if I'll have this quality, what will I do with it? Will I delight myself or will I use it in order to do it for the benefit of the ten, for the benefit of society?
Good envy is when I envy a purposeful quality in the friend. It's always good.
Yes, the good envy is how much do I succeed in seeing the friend as great and to be impressed by this quality. The opposite of that is that he can truly lower in my eye.
Good envy is when it hurts me, and I see these good qualities in the friend, and it hurts me that I don't have it. And nevertheless, I want to raise the friend even more, grow these qualities in my eyes, so it would motivate me even more. So I would see how important he is to the ten.
La 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 la